Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. How do people think about you? Are you known as St. Ralph or St. Sally? You might say, no, that's crazy, but what is a saint anyway? Well, Paul wrote in his letter to the Corinthians, I, Paul, called as an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So as Paul wrote, saint primarily refers to all believers in Jesus Christ, not just a select few who have achieved a higher level of holiness. In fact, the Bible used the word saint to describe all Christians, emphasizing that they are set apart, holy, and united with Christ. Being a saint in the biblical sense also means living a life that reflects God's character. This includes walking with God, living for God, praising for God, loving God, and fearing God. Now, I don't want to think that this is a prideful claim, as we need to be humble, seeking to use our God-given gifts, those skills and abilities, to be a blessing to others, fulfilling our calling of showing God's grace through our actions. Okay, can you see where I'm going with all this? Do you see how you can identify with sainthood? Yes, I understand that we all associate saints with those who are in the heavenly, but listen to how the book of Hebrews describes it in Hebrews 12, 22 through 24. But you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to innumerable angels in festive gathering, to the church of the firstborn, whose names have been written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of righteousness made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better word than Abel's. So, when we gather for worship, we aren't the only ones present. The angels of heaven are with us. The spirits of the righteous made perfect are also with us, the saints of heaven. And best of all, when we worship, Jesus is with us. The saints in heaven are not that distant and far away. It is as the book of Hebrews says, they surround us. Again, Hebrews 12:1 tells us that they are the magnificent cloud of witnesses, worshiping with us and encouraging us to run the race of faith. And by God's grace, we will one day join the triumphant victory celebration. Without end, all the saints will gather as one, standing before the throne of God and the Lamb, clothed in white garments, living Christ's won victory to its fullness. Wow, what a celebration! Will you be there with me? I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I am your pastor of the day.